Good morning, and Happy New Year. The words for the call to worship this morning come from the Reverend Sylvia L. Howe. Like Janus, the Roman god, we gather with part of us looking backward and part of us looking forward. We gather on the edge of the new year, saddened by our losses, cherishing our joys, aware of our failures, mindful of days gone by. We gather on the cusp of this new year, eager to begin anew, hopeful for what lies ahead, promising to make changes, anticipating tomorrows and tomorrows. We invite you to share our celebration of life, knowing that life includes good and bad, endings and beginnings. Welcome to our celebration of the new year. This morning's service is going to be a little bit different. We're going to have something called a Lectio Divina type of service. This is my first time attending or participating in this type of service, so it's as new to me as it might be to you. Lectio Divina is a service of readings followed by meditation to reflect on the readings that we've just heard. So we'll be participating in that this morning. There's more music than in a normal worship service. There's more quiet reflection, and there is no sermon. So welcome to our Lectio Divina service. Our first reading this morning comes from the Reverend Kathleen McTeague. It will be followed by a few moments of quiet reflection. The 1st of January is another day dawning, the sun rising as the sun always rises, the earth moving in its rhythms. With or without our calendars, to name a certain day as the day of new beginning, separating the old from the new, so it is. Everything is the same, bound into its history as we ourselves are bound. Yet also, we stand at a threshold. The new year, something truly new, still unformed, leaving a stunning power in our hands. What shall we do with this great gift of time this year? Let us begin by remembering that whatever justice, whatever peace and wholeness might bloom in our world this year, we are the hearts and minds, the hands and feet, the embodiment of all the best visions of our people. For the new year can be new ground for the seeds of our dreams. Let us take the step forward together onto new ground, planting our dreams well, faithfully, and in joy. This morning we put our arms around those affected by the senseless violence in Turkey and other places in our community and the world. We hold Sarah West in our hearts, as well as Andrea Perry, as they deal with health issues. We celebrate with Sam and Andre Stormont, who became grandparents on Christmas Eve. Our love wraps around those of you who may be struggling or hurting on this New Year's Day. We will hear a prayer, followed by a few moments of meditation, and then we will sing Spirit of Life, the words of which are found in your order of service. The prayer, it comes from Shanti Deva, an 8th century Indian Buddhist monk. He says, "May I become at all times, both now and forever, a protector of those without protection, a guide for those who have lost their way, a ship for those with oceans to cross, a bridge for those with rivers to cross, a sanctuary for those in danger, a lamp for those without light, a place of refuge for those who lack shelter, and a servant to all in need. For as long as space endures, and for as long as living beings remain, Until then, may I too abide to dispel the misery of the world.
I'd like to share a reading by an author named John O'Donohue, who says, "In out-of-the-way places of the heart, where your thoughts never think to wander, this beginning has been quietly forming, waiting until you were ready to emerge. For a long time, it has watched your desire, feeling the emptiness grow inside you, noticing how you willed yourself on, still unable to leave what you had outgrown. It watched you play with the seduction of safety and the gray promises that sameness whispered, heard the waves of turmoil rise and relent, wondering, would you always live like this? Then the delight, when your courage kindled, and out you stepped onto new ground, your eyes young again with energy and dream, a path of plentitude opening before you. Though your destination is not clear, you can trust the promise of this opening. Unfurl yourself into the grace of beginning that is one with your life's desire. Awaken your spirit to adventure, holding nothing back. Learn to find ease in risk. Soon you will be home in a new rhythm, for your soul senses the world that awaits you."
This morning's closing words come from a poem called "The Year Is Done" by Rupi Kaur. The year is done. I spread the past 365 days before me on the living room carpet. Point to the one where I decided to shed everything not deeply committed to my dreams, refused to be a victim to the self-pity. Here is the week I spent in the garden. In the spring, I wrung the self-doubt by its neck, hung your kindness up, took down the calendar, danced so hard my heart learned to float above water again. In the summer, I unscrewed all the mirrors from their walls, no longer needed to see myself to feel seen. Combed their weight out of my hair. I fold the good days and place them in my back pocket for safekeeping. Draw the match, cremate the unnecessary. The light of the fire warms my toes. I pour a glass of hot water to cleanse myself for January. Here I go, stronger and wiser into the new.